by your presence in Christ, the feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a major feast of our Blessed Mother. It is a wonderful feast day that shows us how God chose our Blessed Mother by sending a prince of the heavenly court, St. Gabriel the Archangel, to announce to our Blessed Mother that she had been chosen to be the Mother of God. And we see in this incident our Blessed Mother's love for virginity, because she says to the angel after a marvelous greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." And her lady was troubled, and the angel said, "Fear not, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth the Son," etc. And then our lady said, "How shall this be done, since I know not man?" Meaning, "I have taken a vow of virginity. So how can this happen in regards to my vow?" And the angel said, "The power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And therefore, the Holy One to be born shall be called the Son of God." Now that question of our Blessed Mother shows us that she was ready to give up the privilege, the opportunity of being the Mother of God, because she cherished her purity, her vow of virginity, so highly. And St. Bernard of Clairvaux makes an interesting point. He said it was the virginity of Our Lady that is why God chose her, but it was her humility that drew him down from heaven, God the Son, who became man in her womb. So we see especially her purity and her humility in this mystery. Our Lady's humility was manifested in her words. First of all, she was troubled. The angel praised her, "Full of grace, blessed among women." And Our Lady was troubled. And then, after the angel explained to our Blessed Mother that she would become the Mother of God and still remain a virgin, Our Lady humbly replied, "Be it done to me according to thy word." So that humility of Our Lady, calling herself the handmaid of the Lord, even though here she had been chosen beyond all human beings to be honored by being the Mother of God, she still retained that deep humility as the handmaid of the Lord. Now, this mystery, this feast day, which shows us how Our Lady had been chosen, selected, given extraordinary graces, chosen to be the Mother of God, also shows us what our devotion to her should be. St. Louis of Montfort, in his book on true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, says, "If you were to choose a feast day as the primary feast day of this consecration," what he calls the perfect consecration of our Blessed Mother, the total consecration, giving oneself completely to Jesus through Mary, he said that feast day would be the Annunciation. Because it is on this feast that we see Jesus, the Son of God, humbling himself to become completely dependent on her. He lived in her womb for 9 months before his birth. And even after he was born, he was dependent upon her as an infant for sustenance, for care, and so forth. So God became dependent on a creature. And the Son of God came to us, came into the world only through Mary. Is it not then just logical that we go back to him, that we go to heaven in the same way that he came to earth? And that is through Mary. St. Louis explains it so beautifully in his book on true devotion, why we should have a great devotion to the mystery of the Annunciation and Incarnation. And in that regard, it really is a double feast day today. We have the Annunciation, which is the privilege of the angel announcing to Mary that she had been chosen to be the Mother of God, and we also have, in a sense, a feast of our Lord, his incarnation, his taking flesh in the womb of Mary. So it is a wonderful feast day, one in which we should honor our Blessed Mother and renew our act of total consecration, which we will do about 5 minutes after Mass is over for those who would like to remain for the renewal of the act of total consecration. And let us remember the devotion that we should have to our Blessed Mother, that we turn to her and we ask her to intercede for us with her divine Son, she who is the mediatrix of all graces, and to help us to be always pleasing to him and to imitate her wonderful virtues, especially her wonderful purity and her humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.